Track three, and here are our main headline stories. First one is Fryer Fire Guts Popular Chippy. A fire in one of the fryers at a Newton Abbott fish and chip shop caused severe damage, firefighters have said. Smoke was first seen issuing from Market Fish and Chip Shop just before 8 o'clock on Sunday evening. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service soon descended upon the popular takeaway, with several appliances arriving at the scene in quick succession. A cordon was set up as fire crews began to tackle the blaze, which started when one of the fryers caught fire. The fire spread to the extraction system and the flat roof. An additional three fire engines were soon dispatched, joining the five already on site. An aerial ladder platform was also deployed to help contain the fire. A spokesperson for Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service said the fire involved the kitchen and shop front. There was severe fire and smoke damage to the ground floor and slight smoke damage to the first floor residential flat above the shop. News of the fire quickly spread to social media, with comments of condolence coming in fast. "That's so sad, they're lovely staff and the best food in the area. What a shame," one person said. Another said, "Hope all are safe. Such a shame. My sister and I had brilliant food on Saturday. Couldn't fault it." An appliance stayed at the scene overnight to check for possible hotspots. Owner Ahmet Uzbek, commenting on the Mid-Devon Advertiser's initial report, said that everyone was fine and extended his thanks to the Newton Abbott community. He vowed that despite the damage, the takeaway would come back better than before.
New pilot boat for Tynmouth. Tynmouth Harbour Commission has a new pilot boat to help guide ships through the estuary to the port. The new pilot boat, previously served as Filey's All-Weather Lifeboat, Keep Fit Association. The Mersey-class vessel operated from her North Yorkshire base for 20 years before being retired to the Royal National Lifeboat Institute Relief Fleet in 2021. Filey replaced Keep Fit Association with a B-class Atlantic, Marjorie Shepherd, thanks to a legacy gift. Tynmouth Harbour Commission is awaiting coding approval from the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency before it can commission the new pilot boat into service. We will be undertaking a naming and blessing ceremony of the boat in the near future, a Tynmouth Harbour Commission spokesperson said. The new pilot boat replaces the Sid Hook, which is being retired. Tynmouth has operated as a working port for over 300 years and sees over 700 shipping movements a year. The average deadweight vessel coming through the narrow estuary channel weighs 3,000 metric tons and is 90 metres long. The Associated British Port dock can accommodate up to four vessels at a time. Tynmouth Harbour has an experienced team of pilots who navigate all vessels over 30 metres in length as they enter and exit the estuary. They also help vessels manoeuvre within the harbour. As well as a pilot boat, the port has a tug, the Teen Sea, which helps vessels with limited manoeuvrability. The Teen Sea also operates as a plough dredger to maintain the chiffing channel to the port.
Months of disruption if plans to tackle sewage go ahead. Proposals by South West Water to improve storm overflows and sewage pollution in Dawlish are expected to cause major disruption to the town for up to 9 months. The plans, which involve extensive work to install large tanks, have been met with dismay by businesses and residents. Disruption, expected to be caused by the work on the lawn, the main green space in the town centre, is described as huge. However, the water company's efforts are in response to problems with sewage pollution and to improve water quality. A drop-in meeting will take place at the Manor House in Dawlish on October the 20th between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. when South West Water is expected to outline its plans. Town Councillor Rachel Hardy told a meeting of the Chamber of Trade that while there will be huge disruption, it is an important infrastructure project to help tackle sewage pollution and ultimately improve water quality in Dawlish. Dawlish Town Council is pushing for the work to be delayed until September next year, after the main summer season and the events programme, which is centred on the lawn. A spokesman for South West Water said, "As part of our plans to reduce the use of storm overflows across our region, we will be in Dawlish over the next few months carrying out investigations to understand more about the local area to help us to design bespoke improvement plans. We will shortly be contacting residents with more information about our work." Historian and retired Dawlish estate agent David Force said, "The rumour is that South West Water want to create a huge holding tank or runoff on our sacred lawn. If this happens, the lawn would be a no-go area for months, as well as causing huge disruption to the town centre. The upside would be that South West Water would have to do remedial work on the brook. There are other areas around the town earmarked as well, which could cause traffic chaos. The work will involve installing two large underground tanks, one under the lawn and the other at Sandy Lane. The tanks will be up to 45 metres deep and there will be associated pipework along the main streets in Dawlish. Dawlish Town Council is in talks with South West Water about compensation for businesses in the affected areas. Dawlish Chamber of Trade says the project needs to go ahead. The challenge is how to navigate the disruption to minimise the impact on businesses and residents."
Bid to tackle business crime. Neighbourhood police in Newton Abbot have been out and about in the town centre as part of a national week of action to tackle business crime. Officers spent a day conducting high-visibility foot patrols in the town centre, talking to shop workers, security teams including Tom Hurst, who manages Newton Abbot Security Trust, and members of the public. The aim was to develop a way to work together to address issues including shoplifting. Safer Business Action Week came after one store reported the theft of popular Jellycat soft toys. A spokesman for Newton Abbot Police said as inquiries were made into the toy thefts, it was revealed that the suspect had travelled across three police force areas to commit a string of crimes. The spokesman added, "We travelled out of our force area to make an arrest of the suspect. Searches of the property and vehicles recovered nearly 50 Jellycats, but the total estimated stolen value is into the thousands and inquiries are still ongoing. Nationally, shoplifting is at its highest level for 20 years, while attacks on retail staff are also on the rise."
Farmers Market celebrates Halloween. There will be plenty of really local goodies to celebrate the Halloween season and bonfire night at Tynmouth Farmers Market this Saturday, October the 26th. Taking place in the Triangle between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m, there will be a spooky flavour, the event with an abundance of pumpkins and squashes for carving fun from Chillingford. Afterwards, why not put that pumpkin flesh into a curry or soup with the addition of some stewing beef from Bushwhackers of Dartmoor or Temper from Tip Top? Black Rabbit Cider and Huckspear Wines are perfect for spicy mulled brews to serve from a cauldron on the bonfire. Red Earth Kitchen, Pesto and Stambury have ready meals to take home for easier serving on the night. Select a ghostly sweet treat from Tilly's Gluten Free or Pattercake Bakers for afters. And fancy dress for the day is optional.